Hello, this is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And this is James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com, and we both welcome you to another edition of The New World Next Week. This is our weekly 10-minute video series where we cover three very important stories, and we give you all the documentation and the links on the side to follow up and do the research for yourself. This week was a thematic one, and I didn't have to search this out. It just kind of came to me, and we're going to start with a story essentially in my backyard. And this is incredible. This is incredible. This coming from the Portland State University, one of their newspapers, and it's called the Daily Vanguard. So dailyvanguard.com. Portland professor accuses student of being FBI provocateur. A tenured Portland State economics professor is currently suspended from teaching after he publicly accused a student during a class lecture of being an FBI informant and trying to sell guns to students. Professor John Hall, during his 2 p.m. Economics Comparative Economic Systems class on January 14th, verbally harangued student Zachary Bucharest for nearly half an hour, according to students in the class. Hall, who's taught at PSU for 24 years, began the class with a lecture relevant to the course material, but about halfway through the two-hour-long class, he began to describe his experiences with law enforcement in other countries, including Eastern Europe, according to a student who wished to remain anonymous. Hall claimed to have been surveilled at times throughout his life and then told the class that an FBI informant and agent provocateur was in their midst. Hall said this person served as a sniper in the Israeli army and called him a killer with access to a personal arsenal. He then pointed at Zachary Bucharest and identified him as the informant in question. Bucharest, a student at PCU since the fall of 2006 and current chief of staff for ASPSU, sat silently throughout the ordeal. Hall accused Bucharest of trying to organize students to participate in violent acts against the university. Basically, this story goes on and on and on. We'll cap it off with Bucharest got up and said that some of Hall's claims about his military background were true, but that other claims the professor made were not. James, I have a couple little updates on this story, but what's your initial take on this?
Well, I want to say how come classes were never this exciting when I was in university, but as we were talking about off-air, maybe they were. Maybe this is maybe more common than people would realize, but it's just not pointed out in such a dramatic way on an everyday basis.
The two main pieces or sources of information are coming from the aforementioned Daily Vanguard, the PSU newspaper, and our local Oregonian. There is also a YouTube video that I have embedded that has a bit from the local Fox TV news station that adds in some extra information that alleges to show Bucharest's old MySpace page and YouTube account. And this is a very serious thing. I talked to a guy at my workplace last night, started to bring up the story. He knew what I was talking about even before I finished the sentence and said a friend of his is in one of those economics classes, was not in the class, but that it seems fairly well known that this guy was talking about guns and talking about being violent. That is essentially what infiltrators and what people refer to as COINTELPRO. COINTELPRO being the counterintelligence program. That's the declassified, you know, federal program of infiltrating groups to essentially not only spy on them, but I think they seed mistrust and violence and say, I don't think that guy should be the leader. I think you should be the leader. Stirs up all kinds of things that unfortunately are of human nature, and groups fall apart. So whether that's peace groups, like even documented in, you know, mainline tip of the iceberg things from Michael Moore and Fahrenheit 9/11, Feds infiltrating peace groups. We know they've done it to Black Panthers groups and other protest groups. And this essentially ties in thematically what we're talking about, James.
That's right. And anyone who wants more on that can just look up Cass Sunstein and cognitive infiltration, and they'll find some very recent and very interesting ideas about infiltration and the federal government. But moving right along, let's take a look at another form of infiltration, and again on the domestic front in the U.S.
So we're going to broaden the scope out a little bit and get a story from Raw Story, where they cite an interview recently with the Honorable Dr. Ron Paul. Congressman Ron Paul from Texas was on Rachel Maddow's show, And he said that neocon influence is infiltrating the Tea Party, which is essentially formerly known as the Liberty Movement. Reading from Raw Story, in the face of several electoral challenges from Tea Party-connected candidates, Texas Republican Congressman Ron Paul cautioned in a recent interview that neocon influence is infiltrating the movement he's often credited for creating. So they talk about this Tea Party movement that, James, essentially we both know and have covered extensively on CorbettReport.com and MediaMonarchy.com, that this was a real grass movement, grassroots movement that is about abolishing the Federal Reserve, which is about, you know, tax freedom, essentially getting back to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. When we see real grassroots movements, and this refers to the things we already talked about, whether that's, you know, peace movements in the 60s or what we have today, real movements that are seen as a real threat to the power structure are generally infiltrated and misdirected. And you see people like Sarah Palin, which is what we're talking about here, Sarah Palin aligning herself with the Tea Party movement, endorsing Rand Paul for his senatorial run in Kentucky, Ron Paul's son, and Glenn Beck sort of giving lip service to these libertarian ideas. But we both know full well, as should the viewers and listeners out there, that Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin are no friends of the Liberty Movement. We have a lot of sources here and a lot of quotes, and the video is available of Ron Paul talking about this takeover. The bottom part of this post, we go to an article from Aaron Dykes and Alex Jones over on InfoWars, where they take it, of course, to the logical extension, is that neocon Palin's Tea Party takeover will help facilitate an Obama reelection. That basically, when you have someone who is essentially such a fool as Sarah Palin, I even sometimes hate spending time on her because it's, to me, it's obvious she would never survive the 2012 campaign. But someone like her being out in front as the ostensible, you know, patriot, liberty movement candidate, but ultimately she would be the straw man, she would be the the infiltrator, the one to misdirect, and we would easily see a second term of Obama. She talks about, and other folks talk about as well, a new article from Daniel Pipe saying Obama bombing Iran is the only way to save his presidency. So I could go on and on and on, but James, let's wrap up the second story with your take on Palin and the Tea Party.
Right. Well, I agree with your assessment completely, but on the topic of infiltration of the Tea Party movement, have you seen the recent Captain America issue where Captain America is going to infiltrate that racist Tea Party movement?
I saw the headline, but I have not seen, I didn't read the report.
You need to take a look at that. It's something else. It's really incredible. So, I think this movement is being turned into something that can be easily parodied and easily seen as just some sort of vent for racist America or something, where it was really and truly, the roots were in the Liberty Movement and in Ron Paul's freedom message and wanting to adhere to the Constitution, which of course are things that are great and laudable, but they can be shunted into this phony left-right garbage which keeps people's minds locked in a prison. So we're here to offer the key and to tell people don't fall into the trap, but you're not going to listen to us, are you? All right. Oh, okay.
So quickly,
one more, yeah.
And again, there's so much more information to all of these stories, folks, and I implore you to go check out all of this. Our third story there is the case as well. Iran claims arrest of two CIA agents ahead of February 11th events. Some of the other reporting and headlines, Iran detained seven spies tied to U.S.-funded radio station. Now, this Press TV report is the Iranian news, so, again, you have to sometimes take your source into account, but Iran is saying that it arrested seven people, including two Central Intelligence Agency operatives, who plan to stoke unrest and violence on a march scheduled for February 11th, the march, of course, commemorating the 31st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. Something recently that Clyde Lewis of Ground Zero on KUFO here in Portland had Freeman on as a guest, and I also listened to Freeman recently on Red Ice Radio, where they're talking about now Iran has claimed, you know, they're going to deliver a punch to the West during this march. Now, Freeman and those guys have tied this into what we refer to as the coming space war. whether it's Obama in Norway when the spiral appears and NASA and Iran launching things into space, essentially their warning of a punch. And again, Drudge Report, Fox News, a lot of these places have it. So basically, to wrap and tie all these things together, from my backyard to the world stage, we see events and we see real movements being infiltrated and misdirected, and our attention being misdirected as well. So basically, I think we all need to pay a whole hell of a lot more attention, James.
That's right. And on story number three, I just encourage people to Google Jundala Al-Qaeda Iran 2007, and they'll find all about how the American government was hiring an Al-Qaeda group to infiltrate and to cause terror attacks in Iran back in 2007. So there you go. All right, excellent. James, thank you once again. Fire out the websites very quickly.
MediaMonarchy.com, CyberspaceWar.com, and FoodWorldOrder.com.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.